The Labour Party is calling for the HSE to reimburse families who've had to pay privately for autism and other disability assessments. The party's health spokesperson, Duncan Smith, will table a private member's motion in the Dáil tomorrow morning. We'll talk to Deputy Smith presently. But first, campaigner Mark Darmody has two sons with autism, aged 6 and 10. They were able to get the HSE to pay for one of their sons to be reassessed privately, and they want other affected families to be able to do the same.
The difference is massive. So in our case, we have two sons. So one didn't get the intervention. We were clueless at the time. The window of opportunity closed. He will never speak. He has no comprehension in his head. He didn't get the interventions at the right time. That's not me saying that. It's the HSE's own expert actually typed that he needed to be reassessed as a priority so that he would get those services. So they didn't even listen to their own expert, and then he didn't get the services and we are where we are. John, on the other hand, we literally just pushed the HSE to one side. We just did our own thing, got him whatever was needed. Look, he's severe in his own way, but he has a comprehension, and we kind of got in there at that key window of opportunity that wasn't closed for him. So we're seeing a much better outcome.
Mark Darmody, I would say we're joined now by Labour's health spokesperson, Duncan Smith. Good afternoon, Deputy Smith, and welcome to the programme. So your motion to be tabled in private members' time tomorrow in the Dáil, what are you looking for?
Good afternoon, Brian. We're looking for a number of things, but key among them, and following on with a meeting we had with Mark and Cara Darmody, his daughter, there a couple of weeks ago, is that the HSE have, we believe, set a precedent here in terms of the reimbursement of an assessment of the cost of an assessment of needs for Neil Darmody. And we believe that given when we're dealing with young children and the window of opportunity, as Mark described it, for young children, that the waiting lists are so long that children, unfortunately, are being timed out of this window of opportunity, that if they can find within their own communities the resources to have an assessment of needs done privately, that it shouldn't be, the cost of that should not be borne by the family, that the HSE should reimburse.
And that would apply, you would argue, to families who've already gone ahead and paid for these assessments and to those who would look for private assessments into the future?
No, it'd be for families into the future. Currently, there's 4,613 children waiting on an assessment of needs under the Disability Act. 3,155 of those are waiting more than 3 months. Now, that's in breach of the own statutory obligation under the Disability Act. Assessment of needs must begin within 3 months of when the request is made and be completed within 6 months. We know that amongst that 3,155, many more are waiting longer than 6 months. So the 3 months, 6 months and longer in the time of a young child who needs an assessment of needs in order to access and inform education and therapeutic pathways is a very small window of time. So it's vital that assessment of needs are carried out at the appropriate time.
I think it's fair to say the HSE has acknowledged that there are significant challenges here, but they also say that the issue here is not funding. The money is available. It's a shortage of available staff. Now, why is it possible to access these services and the staff that provide them in the private sector, but not in the public?
Well, this ties into another campaign that the Labour Party is supporting, and in fact it's the last private members motion I brought in November. It's in relation to the voluntary sector and pay justice in the voluntary sector. An awful lot of the 91 community disability and network teams which provide all these therapies and assessments for young people are done through the voluntary sector, and we know that there's a pay discrimination issue in relation to that, and that's another campaign. So this is a complex area. This motion isn't going to resolve everything. We're focusing on one area in particular in terms of assessment of needs, but in terms of staffing, recruitment, retention, fair pay, this is all campaigns that we're working on with the trade union movement. There's a 34% vacancy rate nationwide in relation to community disability and network teams. That's the equivalent of 707 whole-time hours. That won't be resolved with our motion, but it will be resolved if the HSE and the Department of Health ensure that there's fair pay and fair conditions for these workers.
All right. We'll leave it there. Duncan Smith of Labour, thank you very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about the death, which has been announced, of the disgraced former entertainer, Rolf Harris.